This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 65. All right, so today, as we kind of head into this Christmas time, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about normal life. We all kind of get tired of it sometimes. We get a little bored of it, but I want to give you a little different perspective on it, and I really hope it helps you out going into Christmas. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is another solo episode, and as always, super excited that you're joining along. All right, so I wanted to first of all start by telling you next week, obviously, is Christmas. So next week's episode with an awesome guest, I must say, is going to be released on Thursday instead of Friday because we are traveling, have Christmas days on a Friday, so we're going to be gone, and I won't be able to upload the podcast as normal on Friday. So, I guess first of all, it's going to be uploaded on Thursday. So if you are traveling somewhere for Christmas, what a great opportunity to pop the old podcast in and listen, right? On the road trip, I guess. I just wanted to let you know. So again, it'll come out Thursday instead of Friday. So quick programming note, I guess. Is that what they say in this business? Whatever. All right. So what I wanted to talk to you about this week, It's always kind of a weird time around Christmas, at least the last couple of years for me, because as most of you guys know, my dad passed away. It was December 15th of 2016. And so I've always been like a really big Christmas guy. In fact, like I remember after we had left, after Jess was done with college and I was done living in the college town because I didn't finish college, we moved back down and we stayed with my parents for a little while until we were able to find our own house and buy our own house. And so in that process, my grandma lived next door to my mom. And so like every Christmas, she always had like all these lights and we would go over there and help her. And every year it would be like, "Grandma, like, can you maybe get some new lights that aren't all busted out and we're not having to test them and go through all this, blah, blah, blah." But anyways, it was also some of the most fun times. Like it always, you know, I guess I got a little Clark Griswold in me, right? I love the putting up the Christmas lights and I love having the Christmas tree there. Always kind of liked a real tree for Christmas, but lost that battle a couple years ago. Yeah, I guess pick your battles, but I'm still a real Christmas tree guy if I could be, but my wife's not, so hey, we have a fake one. But anyways, I've always been a big Christmas guy. I just love it. I love the giving spirit around Christmas. I love what it stands for, obviously. It's just always been a really, really special time, I guess, for me. But then when my dad passed away 10 days before Christmas, this time of year, it's almost like this type of weather. I don't know what it is. It's almost like I almost kind of get into a little bit of a lull, it seems like, around the day that he passed away. And I think that, I don't know, it's probably natural to maybe have like some of those emotions if you've lost somebody. Maybe it's a certain time of year or maybe just certain things trigger memories, whatever it is. And so again, it's always kind of a weird time, but it got me thinking about, you know, kind of just normal life. I like last night, for example, my wife gets back late from down getting where we get our direct to consumer beef processed. And so we're down there until, I don't know, I think it was close to midnight or something like that last night in the shop. It's cold, it's raining, right? Like nasty out. And we're bringing all the meat in and trying to separate out the orders and get it all situated so it all fits in our freezers. And, you know, just pretty much chaos, right? It's like first you got to get the kids in, get them all settled in. And then, you know, we're down there until late doing that. And then it's like you wake up first thing in the morning. And I don't know, like if you have some kids like we do, like every like kind of normal life is just chaotic, right? Like just, I mean, like a typical day, you know, wake up and then try to get kids fed and get them out the door. And regardless of how early they wake up, it seems like there's still, you know, 5 minutes left until the bus comes and still trying to find backpacks and get paper situated and folders and all this stuff. And it's just chaos. And then they go, and then, you know, our twin three-year-olds, they're tearing apart the house, and it's just kind of like every day is chaos. But that's normal for us, right? It's normal life. So I could imagine, like, if maybe some of you listening to this podcast were to be, like, inserted into our house on a quote-unquote normal day, you would be like, oh my gosh, this is chaos. You know, like, I feel bad sometimes, like, when my sister comes over and stays with us because it's just, you know, kids are everywhere screaming, playing, you know, just going nuts. And, you know, sometimes it makes it kind of hard to have company because, you know, the kids are just, you know, especially when you have 2 3-year-olds, right? It's like one of them, you know, a little bit, but two of them, it's crazy. But again, it's normal. And so I just started thinking, you know, like, especially again, this time of year and kind of some of those emotions and everything else. Like, I remember waking up, you know, December 15th of 2016, and everything was normal, right? It was like I was getting up on a normal day, getting ready to go to my, you know, normal job, what I do every day. And that particular day, it was like I gave my wife a ride to work because my company had a Christmas party that night. And so dropped her off, and like everything was normal, right? I'm on the phone, you know, working until like we got the call that said that, you know, basically my dad was dead, right? Like that he had died. And then after that, like nothing was normal. And I remember even like a couple of weeks after like it happened, because I think again, like, and I've talked about it, I'm not going to go through all the details again, right? But like, I think that anytime you lose someone close to you, there's kind of like a few different steps that you go through, or maybe it's any life change, right? Maybe it's losing a job that you thought you would have forever. And all of a sudden you're just thrust into this almost like this alternate reality. And so it was almost like the first part of it was kind of denial. Like this just can't be happening. This must be a bad dream. You know, must've heard the phone call. Like you go through all that stuff, right? But then once reality starts setting in, for me at least, it was like, I remember thinking like, I just want to go back to normal. You know, I want to go back to December 15th when I woke up, not December 15th, you know, at 10:30 in the morning or whatever it was, right? It was just like, I just remember like we're dealing with all this different stuff and we're dealing with all these different, you know, attorneys and trying to separate out the ranch and figure out, what's going to survive and what's not. And just all the stuff with the ranch and everything else. But on top of that, you're also trying to grieve the loss of a parent. And I remember just so many times, like just sitting there thinking in my head, like, gosh, I just wanted to go back to normal, right? Like I don't want to be dealing with this stuff. I want to be able to pick up the phone and call my dad if I want to. I want to be able to go up there and hang out for a couple of days and just BS with him and, you know, hang out and drink Keystone Light or whatever, right? It was like, I just wanted to go back to normal. And so there was part of it to where it was like, yes, absolutely, losing my dad was awful, but there's also the part of it was just like nothing will ever be normal again the way it was, right? Yes, there will be a new normal, right? We hear a lot about the new normal anyways, but it was like, okay, maybe there will be a new normal, but the new normal sucks. And I also, you know, kind of me and my wife were dating at the time, like when her brother was going through like cancer treatments and everything else. I mean, it's like you look at like my wife's family and how awful it was going through that experience. And, you know, it was basically like one morning her parents, you know, wake up normal, everything's fine. The next thing it's like they're in doctor's appointments and scans and surgeries and treatments. And, you know, it was like everything was completely normal until it wasn't. And then I even remember like Jess telling me like, cause you know, her family basically had to pick up from Alaska and go to Seattle and go through all these treatments and pretty much like uproot their life. And nothing was normal at that point. Right. I mean, they were living in a different place basically while he was going through treatments. And, you know, there was just so much of this stuff that was no longer normal. And I remember her saying at one point, like, you know, I just wanted to go back to normal, right? To where it was like she could just enjoy her college and her brother could, you know, enjoy his high school and, you know, be looking forward to going and getting out of school and getting a job and moving on with his life. And again, like just getting back to normal. And I would assume probably there's probably a lot of you out there that have gone through these different things to where maybe you look back and you're like, geez, like this, I don't like this normal anymore, right? Like, I just want it to go back to normal, how it was before X happened. It could be before, you know, my wife left me or my husband left me or before, you know, so-and-so got sick or you know, so-and-so passed away. And I think that it's really hard for us to appreciate normal until it isn't normal anymore, right? Like, it's really, really hard for us to appreciate this normal until it's not normal. And so as we move toward Christmas and, you know, again, kind of dealing with some of the stuff that comes up for me, at least this time of year, I would encourage everybody to where if you have that normal life, to just take a little bit of time and just be grateful for it, right? Like, be grateful for the fact that you have a quote unquote normal life. I'm sitting there and it was like last night I was dead tired because I'm one of those weird people that wake up super early. And so for me to stay up till midnight, I mean, that doesn't happen very often. And so even last night, by the time we were done, it was just like, oh, this is awful. This sucks. Like, I'm so tired. Just want to go to bed. And then it's like you sit back and you're like, okay, but this is kind of our normal life, right? Like, we're building a business. We have 4 kids. Like, we have a ranch. Like, a lot of this stuff that we may not necessarily want to do all the time, it is kind of our normal. But then I'm also sitting there thinking, it's like, you know what? I'm not tired because I was hanging out at hospitals all day long with a sick kid, right? Like, I'm not tired because, you know, I've been watching, you know, my spouse go through cancer treatments for the last 6 months and doing everything, you know, because that's the thing, is that for some people, that is their new normal. And I think that this time of year, especially, like, as much great stuff that's going on in the holiday cheer and everything else, like, it's also a really stressful time for a lot of people, especially this year, right? Like, whether you've had COVID or not, whether you think it's going to kill us all or not, whatever, that's irrelevant. But the truth is that a lot of people have been financially impacted by COVID this year, right? Like, jobs have gone away, jobs have changed, you know, living situations have become more stressful, right? People are hurting in a lot of places for money. And so there's going to be the stress about, I don't have enough money for Christmas this year. I don't have any money to you know, buy my kids the stuff that I want them to have, or all of this different stress that comes in. And so I guess I think especially this time of year, and especially for me this time of year, I think it's so important to just kind of take a minute and be like, you know what? Like, I am grateful as hell that I have a quote unquote normal life. Yeah, of course, like, I miss my dad, and that is a new normal life for me. But at the same time, like, there is so much that I know I have to be grateful for. And there's a lot of people that will talk about, like, the old cliche is that, well, somebody always has it worse than you, right? No matter how bad it is, somebody has it worse than you. And I've just never really bought into that. I mean, I just think it's kind of morbid, I guess. I don't know. It's like, oh, yeah, I should feel better because someone else sucks. Like, their life sucks worse than mine does. You know what I mean? It's like, so you want me to be happy that their life sucks, or happy that my life doesn't suck as bad as, like, I don't get it, right? But, you know, I guess maybe kind of along the same lines is that the stuff that in our normal life that we take for granted, right? Like, the fact that our kids are hungry and we don't want to, you know, have to cook them dinner or breakfast or wake up early to get up. It's like, thank God, you know, I get to go and tuck my kids into bed at night, or I get to go up in the morning and wake them up, or that I get to cook breakfast. Because the truth is, the reality is that there will be a parent tonight who goes to bed, who woke up this morning thinking that their life was normal and they got that phone call, right? That something happened to their child, right? Stuff like that happens. And so again, like, it can be a crazy time of the year, dealing with your crazy uncle, right? Like, dealing with family in some cases can be stressful, I know, for some people. But the truth is that all of those, again, those quote unquote normal things, they're actually, like, that's the good stuff, right? It really is. And so I guess, I don't know, I don't want to ramble on. I don't want to make this a super long one today, but I just want to tell you, like, if you are fortunate enough, if you are blessed enough to have a quote unquote normal life, you're actually a lot luckier than what you think you are. right? You're a lot more blessed than what you think you are. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, guys, if the most chaotic thing that I have to do in a day is to sort out meat until late at night, I'm feeling pretty good about it, right? Like, if the most chaotic thing that you have to worry about today is that you don't know if you have enough money for a certain bill, not to say it's not stressful, but in the whole scheme of things, if you have kids and you have, you know, family and everybody's okay and safe and healthy and stuff like that, like, that, yeah, it sucks that maybe you can't make that bill, but the real stuff, like the important stuff, the primal stuff, if that's all good, everything's good. So yeah, I guess today I would just encourage everybody to just take a minute and be grateful for that quote unquote, that normal life that we're living. Don't be complacent, right? Like, don't think that your life always has to stay in chaos financially, or that you always have to, you know, maybe be unfit in your body or have an average marriage or any of that. Obviously, I think we want to strive to build and to grow and everything else. But I also think it's equally as important to be proud as hell at where you're at, right? Like, be proud as hell that, you know, you have a family that loves you, that, you know, that calls you mom or that calls you dad, right? I mean, my daughter made me this bracelet the other day that says best dad ever. I mean, that's the stuff. Like, bills will come and go, right? Jobs will come and go. Stuff like that will happen, but, you know, that's my normal life, and I don't know. I'm just super grateful for it, right? Just super, I just feel super, super blessed that my normal life, as chaotic and as absolutely crazy as what it can be on a day-to-day basis, it is pretty normal, and it's pretty awesome. I don't say that to gloat or to be arrogant or anything else, and if you're going through some stuff, like, I'm not, I hope that doesn't come off as arrogant, right? But I just think that we all, I don't know, I think we all have a lot to be grateful for, and I think that sometimes our normal life doesn't seem like it's good enough, but the truth is that if you've got that primal stuff figured out, I think you're good. Be grateful for it. Keep pushing, keep striving, but be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful for the family around you. Be grateful for this time of year, all of it, right? It's always a good thing to be grateful. It's hard to be stressed out. It's hard to be angry. It's hard to be a lot of those kind of negative emotions if you can find things to be grateful for. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this one. I'm not going to talk to you again until after Christmas on a solo level. Again, my guest coming out next week on the 24th on Christmas Eve. A lot different direction. Actually, somebody who I really, really like. I've had the pleasure of knowing for a few years. Super, super successful guy. Has a lot of wisdom. So I hope you check that one out. Again, if you are commuting on Christmas Eve, pop in the podcast, give it a listen. And yeah, appreciate you all. I want to let you know too, on pace to crash another record for most downloads in a month. Not even halfway through, well, basically halfway through the month, I guess, at this point, and going to smash some records if this all keeps up. So if you haven't yet, make sure you're sharing it. Make sure it tag me in your Instagram stories if you're listening to it. I want to be able to share it out there. And hey, I appreciate everybody getting the podcast where it is. It's, you know, over a year old now at this point and still growing. And so a lot of that, again, it comes back to you guys sharing it and just kind of talking about it with other people and getting the message out there. So anyways, everybody, I hope you have an awesome Christmas. We do say Merry Christmas in the Primal King podcast land. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Have an awesome week, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.